We begin our second set of news items with Norfolk's mysterious Valentine's Day tradition. It is a unique Norfolk tradition that gives Father Christmas a run for his money, a mysterious figure who descends on homes on a particular night each year to leave gifts for children before vanishing. But the centuries-old legend of Jack Valentine is at risk of disappearing, with a decreasing number of families aware of this peculiar piece of local folklore. Now, however, a new initiative has been launched to revive old Father Valentine, or Mr. Valentine, as he is also known, which could eventually get him added to UNESCO's global inventory of cultural traditions. The character is being submitted to the Department of Culture, Media and Sport, DCMS, which is drawing up a list of regional British customs, which it will then lodge with the UN organisation as part of efforts to safeguard and promote intangible cultural heritage across the globe. If accepted by the DCMS and then UNESCO, Jack Valentine would be added to a catalogue of international cultural phenomenon, which includes Alpine yodeling, Brazilian carnivals, Italian opera singing, and Mexico's Day of the Dead festival.
Lloyds Banking Group has announced it will close another 95 branches across the UK. A total of 53 Lloyds branches, 31 Halifax branches, and 11 Bank of Scotland branches will be shut between May 2026 and March 2027. So far, only one Norfolk branch is on the list, the Lloyds Bank in the city's Aylsham Road, which will close on June the 2nd. Lloyds did not specify how many members of staff will be impacted by the closures, but all those who work at the branches will be offered a role at another branch or in another part of the business. It is the latest swathe of branches to be axed, with Lloyds in the middle of its current round of closures, which will see 49 sites shut down by October. That followed 136 closures announced around a year ago. Lloyds will have 610 branches remaining once all the previous announced closures are complete.
An MP has blasted the decision to close a bank in Norwich. Alice MacDonald, the MP for Norwich North, has now spoken out to condemn the decision. "I am extremely disappointed by Lloyds' announcement to close the Aylsham Road branch in June," she said. "This decision isn't just a loss to high street banking, it's the loss of an important local service for Milecross residents and will have a negative impact on the local community." A spokeswoman for Lloyds said, "Customers want the freedom to bank in the way that works for them, and we offer more choice and ways to manage money than ever before."
Three men were seen cold calling at homes in a silver Toyota van with Irish plates and ladders on the roof. They knocked on several doors in Easton, near Norwich, offering to clean driveways. They are also believed to be delivering leaflets to properties offering a range of services. This follows a similar incident earlier this month, where four men in a red Toyota van with Irish plates were seen cold calling in Attleborough. A Norfolk County Council spokeswoman said, "Our advice is never deal with doorstep cold callers. This includes never allowing a cold caller access to your property or gardens, never agreeing to further visits from them or other people, and never agreeing to have work done on or around your property if approached in this way, no matter what claims or special offers are made to try and persuade you. Anyone who sees a cold caller in Norfolk should call Norfolk Constabulary on 101 or the Citizens Advice Consumer Helpline on 0808 223 1133. Check the Norfolk Trusted Trader website for a full list of approved businesses running across the county.
A coffee shop owner wants to remain true to his Norwich roots as he waits to see if his business is named one of the world's best. Fika, in Wensome Street, was recently named one of the country's best places for a brew by the Best Coffee Shops UK. It means Fika is now in contention to be named one of the world's best 100 coffee shops. Owner Mark Lawrence opened the small but mighty shop in 2019. I didn't start the business for this kind of recognition, but nevertheless, it's nice to be mentioned, he said. It's great to hear the positive reaction from our customers and people in Norwich. It has made a difference and brought some new people through the door.
People living in the path of hundreds of miles of proposed pylons have told an inquiry the plans could cause them financial ruin and destroy beautiful countryside. A public inquiry into National Grid's Norwich to Tilbury scheme for more than 100 miles of pylons to carry wind farm-generated electricity from Norfolk to Essex saw people tell independent planning inspectors how their homes and livelihoods would be threatened by the scheme. Adrian Ramsey, Green MP for Waveney Valley, said he supported renewable energy and increasing the capacity of the grid, but that carrying it via pylons over Norfolk and Suffolk countryside was not the answer. He said, there are serious questions about why an integrated offshore grid has not been put in place off the East Anglian coast. My constituents feel the alternative options have not been properly considered. Graham Plant, Norfolk County Council Cabinet Member for Highways, Transport and Infrastructure, said pylons should not be built over the Wensum Valley, while the town of Diss would be encircled by pylons. He said, combined with a string of proposals for solar farms, the cumulative impact on Norfolk would be immense. National Grid has said the scheme will power some 6 million homes and businesses, while burying them or running them beneath the sea would be too costly. The examination process will last up to 6 months. The inspectorate will then make a recommendation to Energy Secretary Ed Miliband, who has the final say.